Fucking loud. What is up, guys? This is the Cascuier Podcast. I am your host, Alex. Today I have Donnie G with the small PP and our boy Ari. How's everybody doing?
Slap your mom with this fucking small ass PP. Yo, what's up, guys?
So it has been 2 years. It's been about 2 years, right? A little more?
Shit, I wonder why.
I think it was February of 2019. Anyways, for those that are not used to watching new or maybe, you know, don't remember after watching the first three episodes 2 years ago, we are mainly talking about anime, movies, shows, games, and tech. It'll vary depending on, I suppose, how we feel about it or how big the
how much content there is to talk about in each category.
Mm-hmm. If there's very little or if we lack interest, we will more than likely just not talk about it. You know, self-interest, that's all it is. Let's talk about, you son of a gun, you just ruined my command.
Oh shit, my bad.
okay, so we're gonna start off with anime, and the first thing we're gonna talk about is the Demon Slayer movie, which comes out the night that this podcast will be uploaded, Thursday, April 22nd, 2021.
Wait, is it like a midnight release?
No, actually. It's coming out 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yo, I might go watch it tomorrow.
That's cool. I've been trying to say. You can come and
We
don't condone illegal activities. I'm joking.
I was going to go Monday. Because I don't work Monday, or I don't, because I have to work tomorrow, Friday. But I might just go watch it tomorrow.
With that said, are both of you caught up on Demon Slayer?
Oh, yeah.
On the anime, yeah. This is canon, right? And it's like an actual continuation of the story?
Yes. It's the next arc.
That's pretty crazy. I've been looking forward to it for a very long time now. I think it got announced last year around this time.
Nah, man, it was supposed to come out last year, so it's been 2 years.
I think it got announced.
The trailer got released April 10th.
Oh fuck.
2020.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Look, I guess then
we just been living with a coronavirus for like almost 2 years now.
Man, this pandemic has been
After the anime ended, and then the trailer came out I think a year later.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, for those that, you know, haven't been caught up, this is maybe the first movie that's canon and a sequel, is that right? Aside from maybe Full Metal Alchemist and Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, am I right?
You don't watch enough anime, huh?
I don't watch enough movies, movies. I'm out of the loop when it comes to that.
I think for some series it is canon. I think like all the Naruto ones are considered canon.
No, I thought some of them were considered filler.
Some of them are, but some of them aren't. I don't know. There's a lot of gray areas, but I don't know how I feel about it, about them putting a whole arc into a movie. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the budget for it is going to be amazing and
have like, of course,
badass quality. I just feel like it'd probably be too short, but I don't know. We'll see.
It only has to do with the one mission.
It's pretty short then.
Yeah. But,
I mean, it's essentially like, what, four episodes?
Maybe.
I think so. Yeah, because if it's like an hour and a half, or hour and 15 minutes, it's about like four episodes worth. So I don't know. We'll see how it comes out. I'm looking forward to it though.
I have a source that says they haven't spoiled anything for me. They say it's really fucking good. So I have my expectations through the roof. I love the anime. Episode 19 was the best fucking thing in the world. So we'll see.
Wait, wasn't the My Hero movie considered canon as well? Or no?
Rising Heroes? No. Rising Heroes was a concept for the finale of the actual story.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
and I don't think it was an actual, I don't think it was like accurate to the concept, but it was definitely the original ending that the director,
yeah, that's right,
that the artist had planned out.
I think he planned on Deku giving his abilities away at the very end, I think.
Yes.
Or something like that. I don't remember what it was. But speaking of, the new season's been pretty lit, man.
I think it started off really strong, man. I know, Ari, you haven't seen it. I don't know if you want to deafen yourself for this, but it probably won't be too heavy on spoilers.
Yeah, I don't really care.
But it's... I think the whole season is going to be centered around Class A and Class B, which, if you don't remember, what was it? Class B was the subpar heroes.
Oh, you mean like the rejects for the best academy you could go to?
Yeah, it's I don't think they're rejects.
They're not rejects. They're just
They essentially are the rejects of the best school.
Call them sidekicks. Not rejects.
No, they're not sidekicks.
Sidekicks is a little disrespectful because look, they're going to what's that school fucking called? I don't remember their school. UA, that's right. UA is considered like one of the best schools or academies that you could go to. So I mean, being in the reject class isn't that bad if you really think about it. Like, you got into a really prestigious school, so I wouldn't call them sidekicks, even though like. Some of them probably will end up being sidekicks. I don't think they really thought it through whenever they're writing this, because some of those powers are pretty whack, I'm not going to lie. But
well, some of them are also copies of others. Like,
oh, that's man, true.
I cannot remember their names. The guy with steel and the... Fuck.
I just call them Metal Dude and Hard Man.
Bakugo's lackey.
Hard, yeah, man. Hey, no, but that's disrespectful on its own.
Anyways, wait. Before we go off on a tangent, it's Class A versus Class B. The first episode that brings that you know that actually introduces that part, has them actually they actually start off fighting really quick. They go based off of teams, and. You know, like I said, they started fast, so they bring the two teams in, and they essentially start fighting instantly. And then the very next episode is literally the entire fight. So I think if they're gonna follow this formula, unless they decide to skip some of it, like you know, like they usually do for the uninteresting, you know, parts.
Yo, you're forgetting about the whole setup though, like in the background with Hawks, man.
No, I know. But
oh, okay, the whole just throwing that out there.
The season 5 trailer was mainly on Class A versus Class B.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I just felt like that was really overshadowed by Hawks and Endeavor. But I'm looking forward to seeing what the fuck happens with Hawks.
Hey man, you can bring that up. I thought I was like, what the fuck at first.
What do you mean?
When it seemed like Hawkeye was working for the League of Villains.
Did you call him Hawkeye?
I guess I did. Yeah.
This ain't One Piece, bro. This ain't Hawkeye's
Mahawk. No. Wait, no. Hawkeye's from all right. Marvel, all right, bro?
Alex watches One Piece, confirmed. There we go.
No. Hawkeye's a character in the Marvel universe.
He's a fucking closet fan. I see you, bro. It's all good. Yeah, so anyways... How do you guys feel about Endeavor being like the number one hero?
I'm okay with it. I don't mind.
I think he's a fucking badass character. I know he's a piece of shit and cancel culture's out to get him, but you know what? Like, I think he's gonna redeem himself.
I mean, he's shown that he's changed a little bit.
Yeah, it shows that he's trying. Like, it shows that everyone. Has it or should have a chance to redeem themselves. Well, not everybody, but most people.
Yeah, the way I see Endeavor in this situation is like he reaches the top, but when he actually gets there, he doesn't really know what to do with himself. It's like he's lost all purpose. I'm trying to
I wouldn't say all that. Around, like,
Yeah, well, why do you say that?
Because I think, like, it's not so much that he got to the top. It's he was only at the top because All Might had to retire, obviously. But he's trying to lead in a specific fashion, like, to be, like, a proper leader. And that's not how he was before. So, I mean, it's like I said before, it's kind of like a path to redemption for him, where he's trying to change how he is. And he's trying to, like, tackle, like, everything from his past little by little. But I don't know. What do you think, Alex?
I think it set him to a route of redemption, and I think it's doing it really well. But yeah, I agree with both of you. He wasn't expecting to take number one spot by, you know, via retirement. So he's extremely upset about it. And he takes it out on All Might because of it. You know, because he's just confused. That's pretty much it.
Oh, I forgot. Zombie Boy fucking joins Class A1, right? Or 1A?
Zombie Boy. He joined both. So
Mute Fuck.
Mute Fuck. I was like, who the fuck
is Mute Fuck? Yeah, because he tries not to talk. Bro, everyone has nicknames, all right?
So Mute Fuck's ability is being able to, what is it, manipulate? Mind control if they replied to him.
That's such a weird quirk.
He was in Class C, which I don't exactly remember what it is.
Was he in C?
Yeah, he's in Class C.
I thought he was in Class B, but he moved up to A.
No, he's in Class C.
Class C? I thought it was in Class B. Like,
no, I'm pretty sure he's in Class B, bro.
If he was in Class B, no. If he was in Class B, he left because they mentioned him being in Class C. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's...
So,
I swear they
here's what happened is that he was in Class B, but he decided to be, a hero where he got involved instead of just, like, being a support hero. Like, he's, like, an actual frontline hero. So, I think that was what... that's a decision that pushed him from B to A. And that's why he's rolling with all the big boys now. I just want everybody to know and just, like, take this into account that Mineta, out of all people, is in Class 1A. That goes to show, like, how top tier this dude is.
I don't understand. Like, his quirk is effective, but it's not practical. Ever.
Hey, man, at least you don't shoot tape out of your fucking elbows.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you were talking about Grape Fuck.
No, I was. That's me.
Okay.
The fucking thirstiest man on this planet.
Bro, he's literally you. He's short and a fuckboy.
Nah. We're getting off topic.
Okay.
I can't lie. He kind of looks like you.
Fucking diapers.
Look at all these balls at your mom's face.
Oh, man. Can we talk
fuck about you guys?
You guys, I think it's just me and you, Caesar, but Ari, I mean, Donnie G, but Ari, are you involved at all in Black Clover?
I was involved in Black Clover, like, up to the elf invasion on.
Jesus Christ,
the kingdom. Yeah, so I pretty much stopped there right after short guy, I forgot his name, with the sword kicks ass. He kicks ass against the elf lord and pretty much whips ass with his foster brother. I thought that was pretty cool.
So I'm not gonna lie to you, I stopped watching this before the time skip that involved the Spade Kingdom.
Oh, dude, those fillers were trash.
They honestly pushed me away from the anime. I'm not gonna lie to you. I haven't watched it since. Yeah, but same. I will say I'm not very fond of how they treated. They gave it the Bleach treatment where they gave it a Bleach didn't even get a finale. Black Clover got a finale for the anime, which is not canon because the manga is still ongoing. And I don't want to go too into it, but I know that Asta essentially fought the demon that was inside him, and you get to learn about him, his relation, or him, Asta's mother, and their relationship together, and why Asta, or why his mother gave him up.
Also, it actually reveals who his mom is.
Yeah. So it had to do with, she had an ability that drains magic, and she drained Asta's magic.
Damn, that's fucked up.
I don't remember the full details, but something with the demon, he was corrupted, or there was something that was consuming him, and he did attack Asta's mom. So what she did is she put him into the book.
The demon?
Yeah, she put the demon into the book. And that's why I have no idea. I don't understand how the demon entered Asta, because the demon is in the book.
Probably whenever he got the book. Yeah.
When he first grabbed the sword, maybe. Because we don't learn about that demon until later on, right?
Something like that.
What is it? The witch? Is it the witch that he's first introduced? The witches?
No, you see the demon before that.
I can't remember.
You know, there's a theory going around that the demon was his dad. It was like some Minato bullshit.
I don't think so. The demon was a kid when
Asta's mom was saying reading. Like this is like an older theory.
Oh, okay. You said there's a theory.
Well, I mean, I've been kept up with the show.
So you wanted to compare this to Naruto the Last?
Yeah. So what I want to know is that, well, if the manga's still going on, then it's probably not canon. And if it is, it's probably like...
But the manga would be canon.
Of course the manga's canon. I'm talking about the movie, bro.
Oh, right. I forgot there's a Black Clover movie trailer.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little teaser.
It's a teaser. I think it's going to be filler, all things considered.
Oh, that's a bummer. I thought it was going to be like a continuation. Maybe.
Well, if Black Clover is done, if the anime is completely done, they don't ever plan to bring it back. I doubt they plan to bring it back considering it was a finale. I think this is a way to, I don't know, some kind of fan service, even though there's a lot of content right now for, as far as the manga goes.
Yeah, from what I've heard, like they're taking a pause on that anime. I didn't think it was going to actually end. And...
I thought they... I would, from what I understand, that's a finale.
Huh. Damn.
I think. Let me see.
So many unanswered questions, though. Unless you read the. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I honestly think that's a slap in the face. I mean, come on. You can't do it right there. So
it has officially ended. It did get the Bleach treatment. Oh, rest in peace.
Well, the difference is at least Black Clover got a finale. Bleach did not.
That is so disappointing.
Yeah.
I didn't even watch Bleach.
I mean, from everywhere.
I wasn't too big into it.
It seems like everywhere I went for anime, a lot of people shit on the show. So I think it's just one of those things. Maybe it just wasn't really popular.
What was it?
The Black Clover anime?
Well, because Bleach was good.
Because Bleach was the same.
But. You can tell Black Clover that they really put down, like, put a really low budget on the animation.
Yeah, they did.
Just because they kept pumping out episodes. Honestly, I think they should have done it season by season and just, like, put a decent amount of money into each season instead of running the way they did. But, I mean, whatever. I probably wouldn't have said that before, but just seeing as, like, how well seasonal animes are doing, like, there's no point in really doing a continuation. Like, you see,
it was interesting.
Well, you guys don't watch One Piece, but like One Piece is a perfect example of that. Like, the animation kind of like struggles a lot sometimes. Because they have to watch budget. That? Huh?
And you want me to watch that?
It has better animation than Black Clover, bro.
Doesn't got better animation than Jujutsu Kaisen, dog.
Of course not. Jujutsu Kaisen only has like, what, like 17 episodes?
Yeah, but each fucking episode is high quality.
That's another teaser trailer that we got. But I hope we get like a real trailer for that movie.
So
I'm looking pretty forward to that.
Jujutsu Kaisen, I don't know if you've seen it already. It's, you don't, you're not missing much. It shows like some manga panels or some drawings that imply that it's like, you know, that there's some concept art, maybe not a manga, but in subtitles it says Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, which to me sounds like a possible prequel slash filler type movie. There's not a lot to go off on. Like I said, it's not a lie. You just get some concept and that's it. But have you seen the show?
I have. I've seen the whole thing.
Fucking amazing.
Yo, it's badass.
The first episode. I gave it a chance because everyone was talking about it. So I'm like, eh, fuck it. What am I going to miss out on? 30 minutes? Oh, that was great. That was a great first episode.
That was a really good like introduction into, you know, just the universe in general.
It's fast paced, so I don't know if it's going to struggle. It hasn't yet, in my opinion. I think the storytelling is really good for what it is.
Well, usually, either it's like a story is plot based or character. I mean, plot driven or character driven. And so far, it seems that they've been investing into both their plot and their characters. So, I mean, we'll see what's up with that, though.
It's been good so far.
I fucking liked it a lot.
I've seen it a lot. I haven't been spoiled, but I've heard about it a lot. I even asked Ray, which is one of our friends. The Shibuya arc is supposed to be in season 2. She mentioned that it picks up. And keep in mind, she's invested in the manga, but she said that it picked up and it has yet to fall. It has yet to drop. So if nobody has seen Jujutsu Kaisen yet, it's mainly action based. So if what she's saying is true, we're gonna get a lot of high quality fights.
Honestly, dude, I'm fucking ready. This is like the series that we've been waiting for. Don't get me wrong, Demon Slayer was good, but I think I'm putting this on a higher pedestal.
I'd put them along the same. Well, they're both different though.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just that Jujutsu Kaisen is a lot more action-oriented, and so gets you really going.
Yes, 100%.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm ready for the movie, bro. I think it's going to have my boy, what's that dude's name, with the beautiful eyes and shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, wow. Gojo. Dude, yeah, I don't know why I thought... I don't know why I thought... Yago,
bro, dude, beautiful blue eyes, man. I was like, shit's more fucking beautiful. Speaking of which, with real eyes,
there's something about him. I have a feeling that he has some kind of demon.
There's theories about that shit. That's why, like, he has to have his eyes closed.
Both times, No, not even, because he uses domain expansion, took it off, and then he did purple, which I think he took him off, right?
Yeah, he took him off for both.
But he didn't take it off when he used red. So I don't know. Maybe taking it off amplifies his powers. And then the barrier, I remember when they tried to enter it, he couldn't go in, and he said, it must be some Gojo-proof type barrier, which is bullshit. You know that shit's bullshit because they were...
I don't think it was. I think the trap was specifically designated to counter him and him only, and that's why he was saying that.
He's very sus, though.
Yeah. So, honestly, though, I think he could have broken it if he wanted to.
I think he did.
Did he? No. They had to break it from the inside. And once the barrier went down, that's whenever he went,
went
ham on all these motherfuckers, but, like, instantly.
But that butcher expected Gojo. So I have a, unless he was lied to, I have a feeling that it has to do with maybe demons aren't able to go in. I don't know. Like I said, he's sus. It's really weird for him to.
Maybe he's like half demon or some shit. And at first, either way, he's one bad motherfucker. He's at probably first, like, I thought, the baddest fucking, like, I don't even know. Like, the fucking,
bro, Infinity?
The is protagonist, amazing. This hero. Like, he's by far the most OP one I've seen so far. Well, besides fucking Saitama, but that doesn't count because it's a gag manga. But, yeah, man, the series is really badass. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more. I think I might actually start reading it. I'm gonna read it tomorrow. Fuck it.
Nah, I wanna watch the anime. I don't wanna go into that.
I don't know. I like reading them because a lot of the times, it's sad to say, but the mangas are a lot better than the anime, and that's like really sad. It's really sad to say because you'd feel like you would think that the animated version would be a lot better.
Well.
Yeah, that's typically one of the reasons why I avoid manga, because it's like you have so much expectations from the adaptation, and yet you're always like, well, not always, but in most cases, you're always let down
by the manga.
No, by the adaptation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, one of those things.
You can always look at the bright side. If you watch the anime first, you would just enjoy the manga that much more.
Exactly. That's why I was just like, that's why I made that point. It's just like, watch the anime first, and then when you read the manga, you're even more hyped than what you had from the anime.
That's how I am with some series. Like, I think The Promised Neverland, I started reading that after season one.
Oh my God. I heard season two was trash.
Oh God. No.
I heard
I haven't seen it, but I watched the whole documentary on how that series goes to shit.
I did too.
Oh, I think we probably watched the exact same one.
Dude, I heard the manga wasn't that great either for season two.
Oh, that's the documentary I watched was.
Yeah. I don't want to get into it. I haven't watched it. I don't want to watch it. If what I hear is true, like even the animators and people that worked on it didn't want to be credited. So that just tells you, you know, it's you don't sad, even have to.
I mean, you hate to see it, bro. Honestly, you hate.
I've never heard of people not wanting to be included in something that they made.
That's never insane. That tells you, like, it's. Yeah, it's just god awful.
Seriously, man. Like, shit like that is if your name is involved in this, you know, failure of a project or just half, not even half, just assed project. I mean, that shit hurts your career.
Yeah, I don't know. But let's forget about The Promised Neverland.
Yeah, and it kind of moves into, like, why animation studios make the decisions to, you know, just kind of like divvy away from the manga to do their own adaptations. I don't really understand the mindset.
They don't really go that far away from the manga, if I'm correct. It's just
Sorry, go ahead.
It's just that the manga, like, after they escape, it has a lot of character progression, and then from what I've heard is it just kind of starts defying logic completely, and a lot of characters start acting out of character and doing shit that shouldn't really be happening to begin with. I'll tell you what everybody is excited to take credit part of, or fuck that one up. To take credit in
Mortal Kombat.
Guys, this is like the fourth fucking take. I don't even know. Anyways,
All right, Caesar.
Everyone,
get over here.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, so everyone knows Mortal Kombat. It's usually the same rehash content with some new additional things. I mainly wanted to talk about the opening scene, so you go ahead, Caesar, if you wanted to.
I haven't watched it, dude. Like, honestly, I'm going to skip out on that until the full movie comes out.
But I
do know it has to do with the original raid where Sub-Zero goes in and to attack Scorpion's family. And that's how the whole rivalry gets pushed like even further, because that's whenever Scorpion comes back as a, I don't know what the fuck he is, some Hellspawn or fucking Demon of Wrath or Demon.
No, he's not that yet. He has a family. It's a family bloodline.
Now where he gets killed.
That's afterwards.
He turns
into a Hellspawn afterwards. It's a little different this time. I believe they have different languages, so no one really understands what the hell Sub-Zero is saying, even Scorpion. It's a little more gory. The choreography is different. Obviously, it's a live action. Like I said, you're not missing much. There's a lot of gore. The blood's all right. There's heavy CGI involved in there. Not my cup of tea, but I mean, that's what we're gonna see.
Who do you guys pick? Who's your favorite character?
As a kid, Sub-Zero. As an adult, Scorpion.
Okay. What about you, Ari?
I only know just as much as the trailer.
What about you, Ari?
Oh.
That scared the shit out of me. I want you to know that.
All right, Melina? Is that who you're about to say?
No.
You would pick Melina, bro.
Melina can do some crazy stuff.
Yeah, she's pretty badass. Just don't take
that mouth off, bro.
Nah, don't take that mask off, bro. It's coronavirus season. Keep that shit on. Keep that shit on. Go ahead, bro.
No, go ahead.
You know what's kind of funny is I was going to say that whenever I was a kid, I was totally a fucking Scorpion fan. I would always be like, get over here and shit. But I don't know, man. Sub-Zero is one bad motherfucker.
Ah, so you're a piece of shit. I see.
Yeah, I mean, shit, if I was Sub-Zero, I'd start teabagging him and his whole family after I fucking murdered him.
Slide all over them, too.
Fuck yeah. You're like... No, traditional CG style. But I don't know, bro. Like, honestly, I'm fucking ready. When is that movie coming out, by the way?
April 23rd, 2021. The day... It's so a Friday. The day after Demon Slayer, yeah.
Wow. No, is it Thursday midnight or is it Friday midnight?
Oh, fuck.
It's Thursday midnight, isn't it?
No, I think it's Friday midnight.
That's kind of... whatever.
I could be wrong.
I'm gonna watch it after work.
You guys want to talk about Dune?
Yo,
I want to talk about Dune. I don't know a lot about Dune. I know it's a book for the boomers.
Yes, for old people, bro. I got the audiobook recently, and I did buy the book. I just don't have time to read, so I just listen to shit while I'm driving to places. But the book is pretty cool, and the movie looks a lot more cooler. I'm not going to fucking lie to you. Like, the amount of money and, like, the cast that they put into it, like, that trailer is so badass. What do you guys think?
I only saw snippets of the trailer, but I could tell, like, that movie looks, like, really high quality. Like, really good characters, plot, just everything about it looks really good.
But the CG looks really good.
So you guys even know what the fuck the movie is about?
Nope.
Hell no. They talk about some kind of air.
I'm going to give you guys a quick crash course. So basically the main character's dad is like some bigwig, and they give him a planet, but they set him up for failure, essentially. He basically goes to a desert planet. I think it's called Dune. I'm not too sure. It might be called Dune. So anyways, there's a lot of rebellion and stuff like that going on. There's people that hide and shit. So it is Game of Thrones-esque, or I guess you could say Game of Thrones is Dune-esque, since Dune came out before Game of Thrones did. It's a little political, and it does have, I wouldn't say magic. I would call it magic, but it's a sci-fi book, so I don't know. But it's basically like they're in danger the whole time. They're trying to find out who's trying to kill them on this desert planet where there's no water anywhere, really. It's pretty crazy. I'm looking forward to watching this shit.
It looks really good. I know that they have a, what is it? They say it's a power, but it looks like it's like some kind of infused machine that gives him like abilities that I guess only him and his father have, or anyone that's up in the, you know, power scale. I don't know if you know about that.
Are you talking about the part where they're fighting?
Yeah, but they make him stick his hand into something that obviously hurts a lot, so it's infusing something into his hand, the back of his hand. And right after, you see a scene of him fighting with, I'm assuming that's his dad, and it gets like, I don't know, he gets like some glitch ability. Do you know what that is?
So basically, without really spoiling too much, his mom is from an organization of like people that have like super abilities, and it's only for women for the most part passed down. Men have tried to do it. I don't remember if they end up dying in the process or if their abilities are just that much more weaker. But they also do have like super spacesuits with like shields, and then they got like some pretty cool weapons. So I think that's probably what you're thinking of, is the shields on their armor.
Maybe, I don't know.
I'm checking out the trailer right now.
I'll find out when, you know, when it actually comes out.
Shit, I hope it's soon.
Because it was interesting. What do you got to say about that, Ari? Or is that it?
I got nothing to say other than that the book came out in like 1965.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't even born. My parents weren't even born. That is insane.
That's the new age.
You think that's insane? Okay. Anyways.
That's pretty insane. It's such an old book.
The part where he's lag switching, that's advanced armor. Okay. And then so that's not magic itself. That doesn't have to do anything with abilities.
Okay.
That shit does look fucking cool as fuck though.
Yeah, they made it look really good. I wonder how often it's gonna be used though. I guess that's the only thing that I, you know, am hoping.
Yo, they got Poe in this movie. They got Jason Momoa in this movie. They got Zendaya in this movie.
I brought it up, man. You know it's going to be a good movie when they got, like, all those actors.
Bro, they got Bro Siding up in this movie. That's how you know it's going to be lit.
Anyways, moving on.
Godzilla is coming. Wait.
Oh.
What'd you think about the giant-ass worm at the end of the trailer?
The Alaskan bullworm from SpongeBob. It's here.
I think if I'm correct, this is the original place where giant worms came from. So if you guys have ever seen Tremors, I believe this is where they got that idea from.
That's kind of nutty, because
send out in your mom.
Shut the fuck up, dog. That's kind of nutty because They look disgusting pretty much everywhere else. But they look really badass here.
Yeah.
They got like more than a million teeth. The really thin teeth.
That shit's fucking crazy, bro. I don't know. I'm hyped. But yeah, what were you going to say before I cut you off? I just had to bring up the worms, bro.
That's what I was... moving on to the next movie. I want to talk about Godzilla versus Kong. Or rather, you want to talk about Godzilla versus Kong.
Oh, you mean Thick Boy versus fucking Monkey?
Nah, Hacker versus fucking Apex Predator right there.
Okay.
Gadzuki versus Conky Donk.
Conky Donk.
Fortunately, I can't talk about this because I haven't watched it yet. So
it was a pretty cool movie, but I'm not going to lie to you. King of Monsters? I like that one a lot more. That one was really fucking badass. But Godzilla versus King Kong was cool. Spoilers. They did my boy Kong wrong several times. But, I mean, Godzilla's just a fucking fat pimp. So, there you go. That's all I got to say about that. Like, sorry, not sorry. If Godzilla would have lost this time around, I would have been kind of salty. I watched the original. I was really mad when Godzilla died. To fucking that Chaka looking motherfucker. I don't know if you guys ever watch what's that movie called? Land of the Lost?
No, I don't think I have.
If you look up Chaka Land of the Lost, and then you look up the old school King Kong. I was about to call him Donkey Kong. The old school King Kong, they look exactly the same. Fuck. Yeah, I don't know. This is a badass movie, bro. I didn't really like Mechagodzilla too much.
I think his design was weird because they usually make him look a little closer to what Godzilla looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I get the whole concept of longer arms means you can do more shit, but
they went with quote unquote realism.
Yeah, I did. I appreciated the lore that they added to Kong and Godzilla, that they're like mortal enemies and they fought to the death, and it was always like going back and forth. I wish we got to see the fights were a lot closer than what they were. It was pretty one-sided for the most part, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, they gave it that unfair fight the first time, and then I don't really know,
dude. Even when they fought in the city, like for the most part, like the superior person was like, it was pretty apparent the whole time.
Yeah. Like you would think that he would do that. Kong would do something really good with that new weapon, which is one of Godzilla scales. You would think that he'd have the upper hand with that. Everything, the trailer, the build-up to that made it seem like, oh, Kong is going to be a fucking badass now. But nah, motherfucker gets destroyed. He doesn't even really get to use the axe. He hits him one time.
He got wrecked.
He hits Godzilla one time with something that would have essentially beaten the fuck out of him.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the movie could have been a lot better. I'm not going to be one of those people and blames Millie Bobby Brown, because I didn't really think she played too big of a role in the movie.
I didn't like that she was edgy for a teenager in the movie.
Yeah.
She was the lead kind of her group, which had an adult that worked at that facility where Mechagodzilla was being made. So I could understand why people don't like that, but that's not exactly her fault.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens if they're even going to have more movies. I think more movies. I don't know what
they would. I think they would. It's the director basically confirmed that they wanted to do more with the Monster Universe.
So okay.
I think there's a video that came out, you know, that does in-depth looks and, or, you know, what you missed. And it has something to do with... There's a lot to do in there with, what's it called? Mothra
eggs? The Hollow World?
No, Mothra eggs. Supposedly they're all around the movie, or around the area in the movie. So,
really?
Yeah, so the theory is...
Queen.
The theory is that Mothra's going to come back. Obviously, it's not going to be the same Mothra, but it's, you know, Mothra nonetheless. So we'll see. Maybe because a lot of the time, you know, you get these, you know, what you might have missed, and they come out like 2-3 movies later, you know, or 2-3 seasons later, stuff like that. So, I mean, it might not even be Mothra, but for sure, we're getting monsters. Or more
monsters. Fuck yeah, let's go. They need to release another Godzilla game, honestly.
I mean, with the traction that this thing's coming, or bringing, I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, Mark was trying to buy the last game that they released for PS4. People were selling that shit like expensive as fuck right now. Like, it is like over $100 easily.
I just said the game was trash. I lied. I don't know why I said that. The game's actually really good.
Yeah, it was fun. I played it back in the day. I think it came out like 2015, maybe?
I don't remember.
It came out a while back, but it was pretty cool. I fuck with it. I would like to see what like a PS5 version looks, or even a fucking PC release.
PS5s are being scalped and you don't even own one.
Well, that's why I was about to get to the PC Master Race part. You know, just fucking buy that shit on Steam. I ain't got to worry about no scalpers. I mean, I guess I do, because there's no GPUs out in the market right now, but
honestly,
that's another story for another time. But yeah, speaking of monsters, Pokemon Snap is coming out April 30th.
Fuck that game.
I'm kind of, what? Jesus. I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. I really don't care for it too much. I don't know if I'm willing to pay $60 for that game. I mean, I might. It depends. They added a lot of cool features. You can put filters on your pictures and do all sorts of shit. Plus, I think it should have all 10,000 Pokemon that are out currently. I don't know if it has. Really? It might. I don't know. I got to look into that. I hope so. If they don't, I'm going to be kind of pissed.
Well, Sword and Shield didn't have. Well,
that. Let me check. Does Pokemon Snap have.
I've never really been into the game myself. I've played it maybe a handful of times on the first mission, and I couldn't find the appeal. From what I understand, there's like filters and just new things that you could do aside from just taking snaps, like a photographer would. So it actually could be right up your alley. Ari?
Oh, that's right.
You think so?
Ariri?
Photographer in the making over here. So actually, there's only 200.
I figured that's what it was going
to
be.
If it's not like $30, I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to lie to you.
I mean, it's a first-party title. I can't remember if they've ever done recently a game that is not $60. So
it was like fucking 6 hours of gameplay, like any typical like
pretty much
AAA Nintendo title nowadays.
I mean,
not to really bash on Nintendo, but just a lot of their games have been like incredibly lackluster. I don't know. IMO. That's just me, maybe. But I'll tell you what isn't fucking lackluster, though. Fucking Splatoon 3, motherfuckers.
The best fucking game in the world.
I don't know about the world, bro, but.
So.
Randomly, best game in the world, bro.
Thanks
to Destiny Google. 1, motherfucker.
No. Thanks to Google. Agreed. Spy Magic. Thanks to Google Spy Magic. I got a recommendation for Splatoon 3 2 to 3 weeks ago. And I was excited because I completely forgot that that it was going to be, that it was going to come out, or.
Bro, the team though.
I just completely missed it. Yeah, so in Splatoon 2, they have events called Splatfest. And the last official one was based on two teams, Order and Chaos, in which winning team would decide the theme for the next game, Splatoon 3. Team Chaos won, I think.
Chaos, motherfucker.
Chaos won by a shit ton, right?
Fuck yeah. Who wants to be part of a lame-ass Order fucking square-looking ass over here?
And it's really cool because everything looks more, how would you call it?
Rugged.
It looks like whatever town you were in was destroyed. And, it's just like, you're like in the desert now.
Yeah, they basically look like hunters from fucking Destiny.
No, fuck that shit. Get the fuck out of here. Speaking of trash ass hunters.
No,
let's talk about Kingdom 2.
Finger waggler, motherfucker. So, anyways, Guardian Games is up. I don't know if it's for like a week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. All I gotta say is, I'm gonna be holding it down for hunters this year. We're gonna win this year, bro. I don't know. Who won last year? Yeah, you know, I'm dedicating myself to it. Titans won? You mean the motherfuckers that hide behind corners with their shotguns? Or now they just slide glide all over the place with their little Sub-Zero abilities?
It's really funny because Titans were dead last and they won. So
I think they fucking cheated. That, and I think who was the one that got the buff last year? I don't remember if it was Warlocks or Titans, but they got a 10% buff. They're removing that this year. They're not going to have that advantage.
I think it was Warlocks.
They are supposed... Damn, they lost? Oh, my God. It just goes to show like how shitty that class is, honestly.
Or just the players that play the class, you know?
Yeah, you mean like you? But anyways, holding it down for hunters in H-Town, you know?
Man, if I hadn't stopped playing the game...
Titans can come catch these hands. Warlocks can come catch these hands. Alex can come catch these hands.
Bitch, we're pretty on par. Fuck off. Or sorry, we were.
50-50.
But I stopped playing.
50-50.
That's like you said on par, dog. anyways.
No, well, you said until you stop playing. I mean, you just got to shake off the rust, you know? You want to play tomorrow, bro?
Anyways, Kingdom 2 Crowns. They recently got a new update, the Never Alone update, which adds co-op. Adds new biomes and maps. Would you like to explain what it is or how you heard about it, Caesar?
Honestly, I just saw a fucking trailer for it on YouTube. The Googs was spying on me. But it looks fucking cool, man. I want to get it. It's like a strategy game. And
it looks like RPG, not strategy.
RPG strategy. Well, I mean, you have to do a lot of different things because you're basically like a king or a queen, and you have to build up your community and do other shit on the side. But they do have, I believe it's several DLCs, and the latest DLC has characters from the Bloodstained series, aka the supposed or would-be successors to Castlevania. I don't know how good or bad the actual game was, but the 8-bit versions are fucking cool shit. And it has Miriam/Bay up in that. So it's pretty, I think it's worth checking out, especially if you could play with other people. And plus, there's a motherfucker that rides around on a griffin, and that looks so fucking cool. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, honestly,
the first time you told me about that, I kind of figured that was the only reason that you'd want that game.
It's my fucking Yoshi, bro. Let's fucking Tumor go. Head? That's Let's go. Head. That's the best platformer on this planet, by the way. Like
Tumor Nose.
Hey, man. It is what it is, all right?
Speaking of tumors, dog. Can we talk about the Pixel 5a and Pixel Buds A? The biggest tumors on the market?
Tumors? What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Trash. More like spy phones, dog. Are you spying for Google?
Trash? Bro, fucking Apple's the ones that said that they would, like, deadass turn your phones off if there's, like, riots and shit that would happen.
That's okay. I'm not in a riot.
No, I'm saying, like, if you get caught up in some shit.
That's okay. I'm not in a riot, and I will never be.
Fucking Tiananmen Square looking ass, bro. But, I mean, anyways, Pixel 5a was finally announced. A lot of people were assuming that it was going to be the Pixel 6, which I would have bought, but I'm not going to. The Buds A, you said it's supposed to be like a light version of the Pixel Buds?
Think of it as a light edition.
I hope not. I hope it has better features. I know the A is usually like a cheaper fix. Not just like a cheaper fix, but it's like streamlined, I guess you could say.
they strip some of the premium features. It seems like it's going to be a lot this time around, though. Some of the biggest, or well, not even biggest, but some of the most obvious stripped features is that there's rumors that they might ditch the adjusting volume by swiping. I know you have Pixel Buds, so I don't. So I don't know how, I guess, detrimental that would be to you.
How it the fuck like... do you raise the volume? How do you raise the volume on your what do you have, the Pros or something?
No, I have the bullshit. I have the Galaxy Buds Live, which you can adjust how it works.
Twitch your ear or some shit or what?
No, it's just long presses. So I believe by default it's left to reduce and right to raise. Kind of trash.
The reason I don't like that is why? What if you're only wearing one headphone?
That's why I said it's kind of trash, because a lot of the times that I use it, funny enough, I only have one side, so I mean, you know, not very convenient. One of the other problems is, or one of the other things is, supposedly the upcoming buds are, well, sorry, they're going to be referred to as Type 2, so I don't know if that's a direct sequel or just like a version 2. I don't know if it's going to have a weird naming.
I hope it's a more premium version. I'm also not too happy with the 5 that they removed the squeeze feature that they had on the 3.
Dude, that I don't was remember weird.
They had it on the 4.
I don't know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the 5. The 5 is nice. The battery life is fucking incredible.
Dude, the 3 sucked.
You didn't like the 3?
The battery life sucked.
Oh, the battery life was horrible, but it was a good phone.
Yeah, no, I agree there. I'm just saying, like, the battery life was trash.
Yeah, but, like, the battery life on the 5, it's like, bro, are you God? But, honestly, yeah, because honestly, the battery life can last forever. But they did discontinue, I believe, production for all the normal buds already, and the orange ones are out of stock. So they will no longer be manufacturing the orange ones, which I do have. So I guess I lucked out on that.
Wait, then what's, I don't understand. Why would they strip features on the sequel? And then
they're probably trying to streamline it. That's why I brought up the squeeze feature. Sometimes less is not more, guys. And I think this is going to be one of those incidents in where it's going to backfire.
Well, I have two more notes real quick.
Go for it.
The code, I don't know how they found this, but people are saying, or they're saying that the article says that the code reveals that the Pixel Buds A will not have a charging indicator inside the case, which that's weird because that's kind of like a standard, right?
Well, you don't really need it because if you have a sync, it'll tell you the actual percentage of each of your buds. So you don't, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. You can always sync them and check the battery level or not. I mean, the inside the case, it either blinks orange for like low battery life or white for pretty substantial power. That's basically it. So I don't really care for that too much. It's not like a feature that I would say is a must have. I don't know what the fuck they're going to do about the voice change, though.
I mean, I got a Pixel 3a, and that's all I need.
You wouldn't get the buds?
I mean, just personal preference. Wireless buds aren't really my thing. I'm more of a wired IEMs guy.
Ew. IEMs, okay, all right, okay. I see you, Mr. Fancy. What about you, Alex? You gonna check them out?
No, I will not.
Oh shit, Alex died over here on us.
Oh no.
Oh shit, I think his connection fucking cut out. Fuck it.
Oh no.
We're running this without him. He can join back up later. Anyways. So, I don't know. I might be checking them out. I'm going to check out the reviews first before I get it. I'm a supporter of the Googs sometimes. I kind of feel like these are going to be kind of shit. What did you think about the keynote at the Apple show? What was it called? The fucking Apple E3? That's what I'm going to call it.
Apple E3. Okay. We'll call it Apple E3 from now on.
Bro, I got the best nicknames for everything, honestly.
Well, biggest takeaway from that keynote was the different colored IMAX. I thought that was really interesting because it kind of brings back kind of that theme that they had with the older IMAX with the different colors on it, and they're just kind of reviving it. I thought that was kind of the really like star of the keynote. Really cool stuff. What'd you think?
I didn't really watch it. I'm not gonna lie to you. I've been working like fucking crazy. I just know it got announced. It looked pretty badass. What would you say is the big difference between that and like a Mac or a MacBook?
I mean,
like what makes it stand out as a keynote, as a different product? Is it just like a revamped Mac or what?
I want to say it's a revamped Mac. I would say it's more of I guess you could call it a revamped Mac because it is using, as far as I'm concerned, the new M1 chip that they've designed themselves. They incorporated that into their new iMacs. And compared to the MacBooks, it's pretty much relatively the same. Utilizing the same M1 chip designed by Apple. The only difference is one's an iMac, the other one's a MacBook Pro, one being a laptop, the other one being a desktop product. So two weeks are wrong, I guess.
Wait, the keynote is a desktop product?
Oh no, I'm talking about the iMacs that were featured in the keynote. They're more of a desktop.
They have an IMAX?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
You don't know what an IMAX is? Crazy.
What the fuck is that?
So an IMAX is it's pretty much like an all-in-one computer. Just a screen, and then the computer's internals are built into the screen.
Oh, okay. So you mean like just a normal Mac?
Well, I mean, a normal Mac would be the regular desktop computer that's like super expensive. The iMac is the all-in-one.
Oh, you're talking about the fuck with the giant tower, right?
Yeah. Big boy, cheese grater.
Yo, that motherfucker's like 50K, isn't it?
About 50K. I think that's a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised, but.
I think
that's too high.
You can get a lot of upgradable features that'll like basically like just keep cranking up the price by like thousands.
Yeah, but I think the max that you can go for that big boy Mac is like 10,000 as far as I'm concerned. Like $10,000.
Okay. Well, shit, that's not too bad. I appreciate that.
I mean, it's not too bad, but I mean, that's enough money for like
a lifetime.
Bro,
you know how many stimulus checks that is?
I don't know, bro. But that's enough to buy a car. It's, I don't know.
Don't spend your stimulus checks on worthless Mac products, please.
I mean, you're about to get canceled for that, bro.
Fucking hipsters, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Hey, you can't call me that, okay?
Bro, I'm from Houston. I'm not from Austin, bro.
Kryzen MacBook Pro.
Fucking Kryzen being a broke ass bitch. Anyways, were you the one that typed that thing about the 5,000 APUs?
Yes, sir. Yes. Well,
what's this? Dude, I feel like a fucking caveman asking all these questions. I'm out of my element, bro, but go ahead.
Yeah, so the 5,000 APUs, the Saison SKU from AMD, is they've announced it. Not sure when they're going to come onto market, but as far as I'm concerned, they are for Orium only. So from release benchmarks, it's relatively, I'd say there was like a 10% increase over the last gen of APUs, which was, I believe, Renoir, the Renoir SKU of APUs. And I'd say that's pretty good for the Cezanne architecture. Really cool stuff that AMD's doing. I mean, it's a bummer because people are really anticipating like getting one of these APUs for their own desktop to have as something to have for like low-end gaming for like 1080p medium settings and whatnot. And it's just I just don't really understand why AMD hasn't put it up to the DIY market, because I really think there would be I think there's a huge incentive for that, yet they're still not doing it. So got any thoughts on that, Caesar?
More power to the people, man. You want to fuck around with shit, you should be able to. But yeah, I mean, especially for it being an APU, I think that'd be really neat if they allowed that.
Yeah, for sure. But I've also heard some rumors that they're eventually going to release it for the DIY market. Just not at this time. Whatever time that will be is up in the air, to be honest. But hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll be this year in 2021. But I don't know.
All right, you're useless trash.
No.
Wow. So, anyways, what's up with that Intel Xe DG2 512 execution units? What's that all about, Ari?
Yeah. Well, it's been recently announced that it hasn't been announced officially, but from what I've heard, so
part of the leaky leaks.
Part of the leaky leaks. Yeah. So Intel ZDG2. So rumors have been, well, I think there's been some engineering samples. I could be wrong on that. But there's also been rumors that the GPU is actually relatively decent, not the best, not the worst, but it's a really good how do I put this? It's a really good.
The fuck is it, Ari? What does it do?
What does it do? Oh, well, it's Intel's, second graphics card, discrete graphics card. Really, really cool that they're just kind of entering the market. Their first entry, their first official competing entry. That's the word I was looking for. Competing against AMD and NVIDIA's line of graphics cards. And from rumors, they've been saying that it's going to have a monolithic die of just 512 execution units. And in terms of scaling to performance, it's going to be right up around 3070 to 3080 range and 6800 XT and 6700 XT performance, which I think is really good.
That is really good.
So are these numbers like Navi numbers where they're saying that shit before the Navi came out and then it was a complete fucking disappointment? Or
it's just
speculation at this point. Okay. But it's pretty much up in the air whether it's actually true or not, whether performance is up there, but from reliable sources, from insiders at the company, they've been saying like the performance is just right around there.
I didn't say it. Fuck Intel.
I mean,
you can't say that. They got a new CEO, so you know.
Fuck Intel. But honestly speaking, though, I don't know. That does sound pretty lit.
Usually, what happens?
Kind of forward to more competition in the market. It feels lopsided currently.
even with Intel though, because you know what they're known for. They're known for
being bitches
with their prices. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I can't say that the competition's any better. Maybe AMD, but not NVIDIA.
You don't even have room to talk, fucking Apple boy.
What? What the fuck does that have to do with GPUs?
Because they're more expensive.
Huh?
You already shouldn't care about it being more expensive.
I'm not saying it is, but you're saying that it's good for the competition when it's really, it's probably going to stay around the same because Intel and NVIDIA are known for setting their prices the way they are.
Well, so, I don't really think so.
So right now, is it just Navi, NVIDIA, and
AMD, Intel? NVIDIA, and now Intel, yeah.
Okay. Wait, so who is Navi?
AMD.
Ah, that's why they're shit.
Oh my
God. To be fair,
I promise I'm not an NVIDIA fanboy. It's just NVIDIA's just better.
Yeah, I was going to say, to be fair, AMD has been pretty lackluster with their releases, whether it's because of software or because of the actual hardware.
Hopefully, this.
I mean, in terms of like rasterization performance, they've been pretty much like toe to toe with NVIDIA, but. One of the things that they really like lack is kind of just a software stack that goes along with their graphic cards. They're kind of lacking in that department, and it's because they're lacking in that department, they're just kind of like behind NVIDIA, like in all other aspects besides rasterization. If they could release some sort of DLSS competitor, you know. Maybe they'd have a chance, but right now they're just kind of sitting ducks in limbo.
So what I have to ask is, you think that these new Intel GPUs are going to be fucking sold the fuck out?
I mean, if it's marketed at a good price, given that this is like their first official entry, then yeah. I mean,
no, it's not.
I think they're going to get scalped.
I mean, it's going to sell out anyway. You've seen NVIDIA and AMD. They're always out of stock everywhere. They're bound to be.
I was going to say, if the consumer market stays the way it is, we're probably going to be seeing the same thing that we see with NVIDIA and AMD cards, where they're always sold out and or scalped.
Yo,
imagine both in this case.
Expensive. And then them justifying their prices due to fucking inflation.
Oh boy.
That can happen.
Possibility, honestly. Like dead ass. I went to fucking McDonald's the other day. And
here we go, fucking McDonald's boy.
Bro, they wanted to charge me like $2 for a fucking McDouble, man.
Hey man, it's all about the hot and spicy. It's like $150. Like bullshit, it's like $150.
Hold on.
This man's about to have an argument over fucking McDonald's, the McDonald's menu.
Fucking. Bro, what the fuck is McDonald's? Jesus Christ.
It's a restaurant chain that buys their ingredients on the cheap.
I see.
Yeah. Actually, I think they source their own stuff, some of their own stuff.
168.
I'm more of a cookout guy myself.
I was 10 cents away. I'm fucking sorry.
No, that was, bro, you're like almost 20 cents off.
Nah, bro, we done. Nah, we good. Anyways, what's next? I win.
No, that's it. Yeah, we just segued into McDonald's and we're at the end already. That's a real
talk, bro. But, I mean, I think that's it for tech. There's not really much else that got announced. You want to give any input on...
I mean, at least not any big ones. There are a few small ones that I can't think of on the top of my head, but...
You want to give any insight on Apple's E3, Alex, since you got disconnected?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, go for it, bro.
It's not a whole lot. It's a whole bunch of more gimmicky shit, but that's kind of Apple's thing. Can you even say that they're the enthusiast brand?
I would say so.
I mean, it's not the enthusiasts we're looking for, but they're definitely enthusiasts.
I mean, Samsung, the top competitor, the competitors the competitors are on the same boat. So, which is Samsung. I think that's really it.
I would just definitely say that they set up a proper closed community and got enough people to join to where it's hard for them to leave.
I want to talk about the AirTag.
Yeah, what's up with that?
So before I talk about what it actually is, this is one of Apple's most consumer friendly prices, right? $29.
$29?
Right?
$29. Okay.
It's $29 for one, $100 for four, right?
Oh, wow.
Has the same features as I can't remember what the competitor is. You know, you attach it to things, and if you lose it, there's a system to find it. And it's $29, right? But it can't really attach to anything because it doesn't have anything to attach to. So what do? You buy, huh?
Okay, now keep going.
That's it. You what do? You buy the, oh my God, I can't remember the name. You buy the little, you buy the AirTag accessories, right?
You have
which AirTag are the loops, huh?
Really?
Yes, and the loops start off at $30.
What?
Yeah. Okay, I will. There's one over here for $13, but other than that, there's a keyring for $12. Other than that, everything's $35, and they're obviously the nice ones. And then there's a one for $300, and one for $350, one for $450, which I just whatever.
I'm just gonna go in and say, "Fuck Apple, bro."
They're dominating the market with accessories, dude, and it's really useful. The way AirTag works, and this applies to iPhone 11 and up, I believe, they're essentially going to have a network, a private secure network between all iPhones, and it's going to scan for every single AirTag, right? Every AirTag is going to have, I guess it's going to be tagged on that secret private network. And using those phones, you're going to be able to track your AirTag. Does that make sense?
So it's basically like saying you're this far from this one, this far from that one.
What they're trying to go for is because, you know, iPhone is one of the most popular phones. I think they said something about 4 billion, maybe 1 billion. I think it's 4. I mean, it's going to have its own network. You don't even need an app. It's probably just going to require an update. It's very user friendly. That's the Apple way. I mean, there's not that much to say. It's really cool that they have something like that. And there are other systems that are like that, but it requires you to go through downloading an app, making an account, and all that stuff. So it depends on the user at the end of the day, but I don't know, man. That's pretty fucking good.
You know what would be a badass idea that someone hasn't come up with yet?
What?
Well, hold on. I'm actually looking it up right now, seeing if it's... They don't... Okay. Pop sockets for the AirTags. People already fucking put it. You know what that is?
Right? Yeah. I don't understand how that would work.
You put the fucking AirTag in the pop socket. Like, you have a specific...
Oh, for your phone.
Yes.
I don't really... You would need to have another iPhone for that to work.
What do you mean?
The AirTag is in case you lose shit.
Oh, so it doesn't have to be on your iPhone?
No. So you register it on your phone. I don't know if you've seen how you register like AirPods or any Apple product.
It used to triangulate the where your devices are at.
Yeah. And it uses that. Like I said, you tag it. It'll be registered to your phone because it tags it, right?
For phones?
Huh?
Is it just for phones?
No, it's not for phones. Say I have an AirTag. I register it, right, with my phone. I put it in my backpack. I lose my backpack. Assuming that someone has an iPhone 11, they're going to have that feature where it'll scan, it'll detect the AirTag, and upload it to the server, to the network. And then from there, I could see where it is on my phone. Does that make sense?
Oh, so it's just a normal-ass tracker.
Yeah, it's a tracker.
That gets triangulated by iPhones.
Yes.
That sounds fucking stupid, bro.
I mean, not really. It's not a big accessory in general.
The whole concept?
No. The concept's already been passed. The concept's already there. I can't remember the...
Well, the concept is you have a tracker, but the concept is the fact that it gets triangulated by iPhones.
That's the new concept.
That's what I'm saying. That's the concept. The concept is pretty cool. I don't know. I'm gonna wait till Google releases that.
This man gonna be like, "Oh, Google did it. I like it." That's exactly what you're gonna fucking do because you've done it already.
Hey, goddamn right. Hey, you know what though, bro?
Nah, like, but
whenever I buy my phone, Google actually gives me an adapter for it, bro.
Oh, here we fucking go.
I don't have to pay like $30 for a fucking adapter.
What adapter do you need? Something to wipe your ass?
Yes.
The Google Ass Wiper 9000.
Hey, I'll fucking buy it, bro.
So something I want to say is, even though the AirTag accessories are expensive as fuck, you know, I mean, it's a fucking circle. There's going to be third parties easily within the first week. So.
I don't know how that'll work, though. They might be blocked out.
Nah, I doubt it, man.
Because, look, like, yeah, you can just get a tracker, but...
You're saying the third-party accessories might block the signal?
No, I'm saying Apple might block out the signal. Or, like, it won't pick it up because it's not, like, part of the network.
No. I'm talking about an AirTag accessory, like the little things to hold them. Not an actual third-party AirTag.
Okay, for sure. I mean, come on. I bet you they're already out.
That's why I said within the first week, because you never know.
It might already be out.
There might already be concepts for it and everything. I mean, the thing was fucking, I don't know, 8 hours ago.
Really?
I mean, I watched some of it. It was all right.
All right, there's none now.
It was nothing special. It was purple iPhone 12, which my wife is upset about because we just got her the iPhone 11. It was colorful MacBooks, which is not necessarily for enthusiasts, but it's for the casual experience.
You mean for fucking hipsters?
Pretty much. I mean, it's cool. I don't see myself buying that. My phone is whatever, because...
What kind of colorful MacBooks do they have?
Pretty much the same thing as phones. The original color scheme of Apple. Anyways, it's that. The iPhone color, the Mac colors, and the AirTag, I believe.
Okay.
But that's pretty much all I have. The AirTag was the most interesting thing there.
Better than the keynote?
Huh?
Better than the keynote? I don't know.
Honestly, was the keynote.
That was a keynote?
Yeah. It wasn't a lot.
Oh, is that what the event is called?
Yeah. Those are their annual events.
Apple keynote.
Bro, I was asking Ari about that shit earlier. He made it sound like it was a brand new Mac.
What?
I literally asked Ari, is a keynote a revamped Mac? And he goes, well, not exactly.
No. I mean,
technically, it's not exactly.
You said if the iMac was a revamped Mac, not the keynote.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, there's a new iPad Pro.
Oh, yeah. There is.
Yeah, fuck AirTags.
It's a very, like I said, it's a very niche market. There's not a whole lot. I mean, the concept has already there. There's products similar to it, but they require apps. This is a little easier.
It would be okay, but...
Huh?
Like, if you lose your keys, like, in your house?
I mean, that's pretty much what it's for. But say you lose something on the train, whatever, you'd be able to track it there.
And if they see that fucking AirTag, they're about to break that bitch.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
Boy,
I mean, we'll see.
Bro, we don't ride no trains over here in Houston. I mean, you think this
there's buses, dog.
Subway in New York, bro.
We got buses, fucking... which is a big method of transportation.
Metro, bro. No one rides the metro except for crackheads.
You say that, but people do it all the time.
Bro, no one rides the metro except for crackheads.
A lot of people ride the metro.
I'm just some North Carolinian boy. What's the metro?
It's our transportation bus service.
Well, anyway, that's.
Wait, do you even have a metro around you?
Boys, we getting off tangent.
No,
and we've, I think we've actually, recorded a little longer than we wanted to.
You went off tangent with the AirTag shit, bro.
Nah, you asked me my opinions for the keynote, and I told you. And I kept trying to explain shit to you.
That's basically it. We'll probably be a little bit more coordinated in the coming weeks. Probably add a few more people. Gonna try to keep it a little bit smaller this time around, a little bit more tight-knit, and just make sure that everybody's a lot more aware of the topics that are going on to a certain extent. We are back for sure. Not going away anytime soon, I hope. But yeah, catching my ears around.
I'm gonna still be around, so I mean,
oh, he sounds dead.
In it for the long run. I'm so tired, but I have to stay awake.
Oh man! See you guys later. We got some more information that will probably become that will probably be revealed next episode. We haven't decided if it's bi-weekly or monthly.
I think we should do weekly.
Oh God, no!
Bro. That's weekly? A lot. Nah, that's a lot. Let's do bi-weekly.
I'd rather do bi-weekly.
We'll
yeah,
we'll let you guys decide. I would prefer to do weekly. Obviously if we do weekly, it's going to be a lot shorter. If it's bi-weekly, it'll be stacked up, but I mean, I think we would cut it down from maybe an hour to like 30 minutes. I think we're probably hitting the close to a 2 hour mark. If I'm correct right now,
it feels like three.
I think it's no, honestly, I think it's like an hour and a half, but, I don't know. Well, we could take a vote on that or decide between the inside members, but I mean, it was pretty fun. We haven't done this shit in a while. Catch you guys around. Peace.